新约圣经以弗所书第四章第十七节。
Let's read the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 4, starting from verse 17.
以弗所第四章，我们从第十七节开始念。
Starting at 17.
我们还是弟兄和姊妹，我们轮流来念，我们弟兄先来。
That's the alternate between brothers and sisters, starting with brothers.
好，我们弟兄先来，十七节。
17.
所以我说，写在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐坏的。若要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就有可余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。好，我们圣经就先念到这里，我们下面一起祷告。
That's all the scripture reading, let's pray.
主，我们在你面前匍匐敬拜。
Lord, we prostrate and worship you.
主，你所赐给我们的是何等丰富的救恩。
What you have given us is such abundant grace.
实在是过于我们所求所想。
It's beyond what we ask and what we can fathom.
实在我们天然的人没有办法靠着人的智慧来明白。
We cannot understand with our natural wisdom.
主啊，我们实在求你借着赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们的心眼。
Through the spirit of revelation and wisdom was enlightened our hearts.
主，我们实在承认，若不是你的圣灵在这里亲自把你的话向我们打开。
Unless the Holy Spirit opened your words to us.
主，我们无论在这里讲论什么都是枉然。
No matter what we talk about is in vain.
所以我们就在你面前屈膝。
We kneel before you.
主，我们求助你来帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
愿我们能够听见今天圣灵要向我们说话的声音。
So that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
主，我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
愿我们在这里不仅享受你的同在。
Not only we enjoy your presence here.
愿我们有耳的都能够来听见你的声音。
Those who have ear will hear your words.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们最近一段时间和弟兄姊妹一直在交通到以弗所书。
Recently, I've been sharing the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书特别讲到神的教会。
Ephesians speaks about the church of Christ.
他给我们看见教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
他说到教会，它就是基督的彰显。
Church manifests Christ.
它就是基督的丰满。
It is the abundance of Christ.
它就是基督的延伸。
It is the extension of Christ.
它就是基督的扩大。
It enlarges Christ.
没有任何一点掺杂可以掺杂在教会的里面。
No mixture can be in Christ, in church.
任何的血气、肉体、世界都不能够在教会里面有地位。
Nor flesh or world can be in the church.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，一个身体的里面什么东西可以掺杂进去呢？
What can be mixed in the body?
若不是这个身体里面的任何的一个成分，有什么东西可以掺杂进去呢？
Anything in the body cannot be mixed with anything.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的认识什么是教会，是基督的身体。
We truly know what is the body of Christ.
当我们今天在主面前一同侍奉的时候，
Today we stand before the Lord.
我们里面实在有一个恐惧战惊的心。
We have the fear in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是觉着我们常常是这样的软弱。
We are weak.
因为我们照着人的天然，我们常常喜欢把这世界的东西带到教会的里面。
Because of our weakness, we brought earth abroad into the church.
但是教会乃是基督的身体。
But church is the body of Christ.
只能够让基督来充满。
Could only be filled by Christ.
只能够在这里彰显基督。
Could manifest Christ.
不能够彰显任何的人事物。
Cannot manifest any other man or event.
弟兄姊妹，这件事是何等重要的启示。
This is such a revelation.
如果我们那天真的被智慧启示的圣灵来开启的话，
If our spirit is opened by the wisdom of is the opened by the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前会常常来仰望主的怜悯。
And we will look to for his mercy.
让主的圣灵在我们里监察我们。
May the Holy Spirit examine us.
但今天有弟兄姊妹祷告的，监察我们里面，看看还有什么隐而未现的罪。
Just like the brother has prayed that he will examine our.
许多的时候，我们把世界的东西、把仁义的东西带到教会，而我们没有感觉。
When we brought the things of the world into the church, we have no feeling of it.
我们需要什么圣灵在这来监察我们
？We ask the Holy Spirit to examine us.
所以这件事情是非常非常紧要的。
This is so important.
而且他不仅告诉我们教会是基督的身体，
He not only tells us the church is the body of Christ，
教会也是神的家，
It's also the house of God，
是神得着满足的地方，
Where he satisfies，
是神给他旨意的地方，
Where he manifests his will，
是神得着安息的所在，
Where he can gain the rest。
哦，弟兄姊妹，当何等可畏呢？
This is a fearful place。
弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉敬拜的时候，我们里面有没有敬畏耶和华的心呢？
When we serve, do we have fear for the Lord?
我们有没有求主常常勒住我们的舌头呢？
Do we ask him to control our tongue?
我们在神的面前，我们走路的时候，是不是觉得我们需要谨慎小心呢？
When we walk, are we careful?
弟兄姊妹，教会是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果教会是神的家，
And the church is the house of God.
我们来到这里，有的时候你知道，连我们要穿什么，我们要问问主，对不对？
Whenever we come, when we come to church, we need to ask the Lord, what should we wear?
我们真的有一个敬畏耶和华的心吗？
Do we really have a heart for?
我们真的认为神就在这里吗？
Do we really think that God is here?
弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次我们愿意和弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候，
When we want to gather with brothers and sisters,
主说有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
The Lord, when two or three are gathered before Him, I will be among them.
如果主在我们中间
，If the Lord is among us,
有谁可以随便呢
？Who can be casual?
有谁可以不存敬畏耶和华的心呢
？Who can have a heart without fear of the Lord?
教会乃是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
教会也是基督的奥秘。
Church is the secret.The secret of Christ.
要来到这里，让人看见基督那测不透的丰富。
It's allowed to us to.
要让人这些执政的、掌权的、现今就借着教会明白神百般的智慧。
For those who rules will know the wisdom of God.
哦，我们看见在这个以弗所书前面三章里面， 这样一而再再而三的把教会的这个启示和奥秘一层一层的开启在我们的眼前。
In the first three chapters, he opened up all the revelation of Christ.
我们曾经说过，我说如果说我们把以弗所书分成两段的话，那么前面一段讲到教会的启示。
Well, segment speak of the church.
那么后面我们说教会就讲到教会的生活。
The second is the life in church.
但是大体这么没有错。
That's how we divide.
但是当我们今天读的这一段圣经的时候，就是以弗所书第四章十七节到三十二节这一段的时候。
In chapter 4, starting from 17 to 32.
我发现他实在是也在继续讲着教会的生活不错。
He speak of the life in church.
但是他进一步的给我们看见教会的生活是根据教会的意义。
Furthermore, he led us to see the life of church is according to the meaning of church.
他进一步给我们开启说，教会不仅是基督的身体，是这个神的家，是这个基督的奥秘。
Not only the church is the body of Christ, is the house of God, and is the secret of Christ.
更进一步告诉我们，教会原来是新人。
He allowed us to see that church is the new man.
如果教会是新人的话
，If church is the new man.
是一个新的创造的话
is a new creation.
那么请问会的生活应该是怎样的生活？
What kind of life is life of church?
与我们所蒙的相称的生活是怎样的生活？
What kind of life is according to the calling above?
自然就是一个新人的生活。
Is naturally is a new man's life. Life of new man.
我们知道新人是特别指的基督说的。
The new man is Christ.
基督他乃是新造的元首。
Because he is the head of the new creation.
他不是受造的。
He is not created.
他是首生的。
He was firstborn.
他是直接从神生的。
He was born from God. 弟
兄姊妹，当我们的主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他所代表的是一个新的人类。
When Jesus walked on this earth, he represented a new creation.
这个人类是直接照着神在那里。生出来的。
This human race, this new human race is born from God.
你知道我们这些旧造的人是照着神的形象，按照神的样式造的。
The old man is created in the image of God.
我们有神的形象和样式。
We have His same image.
但是我们却没有神的生命。
But we don't have His life.
而新完全不一样。
A new creation is different.
造乃是充满了神的生命。
The new creation is filled with the
life of God. 是充满了神的。这里说的有真理的仁义和圣洁。
It is filled with the righteousness and holiness of the truth.
这里告诉我们说，它的表现是圣洁，是公义。
He manifests the righteousness and holiness.
不仅在行为上表现是圣洁，是公义。
Not only he walk in this righteousness.
借着这个圣洁公义的行为，把那个里面的真理表现出来。
Through this deed that he manifests the truth.
弟兄姊妹，谁是真理呢？
Who is the truth?
只有神是真理。
Only God is the truth.
你看见没有？这一个新人乃是借着圣洁公义的行为把神彰显出来。
So in the likeness of God, he manifests God's man.
今天这一个新人他从死里复活。
This new man resurrected.
他在那里延伸。
He's extending.
他哪里扩大
？He's expanding.
这就是。
This is church.
教会乃是这个新人的扩大。
Church is the expansion of this new man.
求主圣灵提我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten.
我们要看见教会原来是个宇宙的新人。
We need to see that church is the new man in the universe.
这完全是在圣灵里面的。
This is in the Holy Spirit.
这不是一个 physical 的，并不是一个物质的东西。
It's not a physical thing.
教会乃是个宇宙的新人。
Church is the New man in the
universe. 是那一个新造的元首的那个延伸和它的扩大。
It is the extension and expansion of this.
因为我们今天每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女
，Every one of us that is saved.
我们都在这个新人的里面。
We are within this new man.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
Those who are saved are in the new creation.
因此太荣耀了。
It's so glorious.
我发现在这个新人里的每一个肢体
All the members in the new man
都拥有这一个新造的生命
We all have this
都满有生命的性情
We have the nature of this life
弟兄姊妹你发现如果这社会的性质的话
If this is the nature of the
church 如果这是
教会的意义的话，
if this is the meaning of the church,
那么如果我们今天说要过一个正常的基督徒生活，
if we want to live a normal Christian life,
一个教会的生活，
a church life,
当然是一个新人的生活。
Of course, this is the life of new man.
到底什么是新人的生活？
What is the life of new man?
刚才我们弟兄选的这个诗歌非常好。
I like the song that our brother picked.
脱离黑暗进入光明，
Separate from the darkness,
脱离黑暗羞耻罪恶许许多多这些消极的东西，
Separate from all the darkness and
脱离这些软弱，脱离这些失败
and the weakness and failure.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只在消极的一面脱离这些，是不是我们就过了一个新人的生活呢？
If we only have the passive thought that separate all these weaknesses and darknesses,
这里面我们要刚才唱的诗记住第二节的话，他说我们要脱离这些进入得胜。
In the sense that we need to enter into,
这个得胜是谁的得胜？
Whose victory is this?
这个得胜不是救人的得胜，
It's not the victory of the only,
不是脱离救人的失败黑暗羞耻与软弱，
It's not to separate from the,
然后我们今天进入救人的得胜 与光明，
And then enter into the The lightness of
the old man. 进入十字架荣耀的得胜。
But enter into the
十字架荣耀的得胜是谁的得胜呢？
Whose glory? Whose victory?
十字架荣耀的得胜乃是新人的得胜。
This victory belongs to the new man.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们在读这些话语的时候，真的求神的灵来安静我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to calm us.
把我们天然人许许多多的观念，把它先放下。
Put down all our natural thoughts.
很多时候我们觉得说我们从前是失败黑暗与羞耻。
Many times we thought that we are in darkness.
我们从前爱世界，我们从前在罪恶里打滚。
We love the world and we were in sin.
现在过新人的生活了。
Today we need to live a new life.
所以我们就把这些旧人的这失败黑暗羞耻统统脱去。
So we separate from all these, we put down all these then we live a triumphant life.
我们就过一个好人的生活。
Then we live the life of a good man.
我们就在那里努力做一个好的基督徒。
So we strive to be a good Christian.
弟兄姊妹，你发现很多时候我们是脱离了旧人的失败黑暗与羞耻。
Many times that we separate from the old man.
但我们进入的却不是新人的得胜与光明。
But why we enter did not enter into the new man.
我们所进入的乃是还是旧人的得胜。
But we still entering in the victory of the old man.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为旧人不会得胜。
Don't think the old man will not triumph.
你不要以为旧人不会行善。
Don't think the old man will not do good.
这里说到这个旧人有个迷惑的。
The old man has a deceit.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见神教会许多的软弱，就是因为有这个旧迷惑。
Many weakness of the church comes from the deceit of the old man.
没有错，我们大家希望脱去软弱、黑暗是失败，没有人愿意穿上这些。
We want to put down all the shameful.
有谁愿意天天穿上这些羞耻、软弱、黑暗、失败呢？
Who would want to do that?
谁愿意天天穿上这些死亡的东西呢？
Who would want to put this something?
我们都愿意把它统统脱下去。
We want to put it down.
但难处在这里。
But the difficulty is,
如果我们不肯脱去这个救人的得胜，只是救人的努力，救人的好行为。
If we don't want to lay aside all the good deed and the triumph of the old man,
你发现一件事。
Then you will discover one thing.
这些黑暗、羞耻、失败、死亡。你也拖不下去。
All this darkness, shame, you will not put it on.
人可以被迷惑。
Man can be deceived.
主的话不会被迷惑。
But the word of God will not be
deceived. 这里告诉我们有一个旧人的迷惑。
There is a loss of deceit.
弟兄姊妹，新人的那一个公义、圣洁的好行为和这个旧人的努力出来的好行为是不一样的。
The good deeds from the righteousness and the holiness of the new man is different.
我们今天不是脱离旧人的坏行为，进入旧人的好行为。弟兄姊妹，这不是神的救恩。
We are not laying aside the good deed of the old man.
这不是教会的生活。
This is not the life of the church.
这不是与所蒙召的恩相称的生活。
This is not worthy of the calling of the
priest. 弟兄姊妹，这里讲得非常的清楚。
This is so clear.
是要脱去旧人，进入穿上了新人的。
We need to lay aside the old self and enter into
the new self. 只有新人的生活才是教会的生活。
Only the new life is the life of church.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求主的圣灵来光照我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten.
这需要我们里面有个分辨的灵。
We need to have a spirit that
distinguishes. 你知道我们这个旧人也会行善的。
The old man can do good.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个旧人会行善呢？
Do you know that the good old man can do?
你不要以为基督徒他们才孝敬父母。
Don't think that the Christian will honor the parent.
我见过许许多多不信主的人，非常的孝敬父母。
I've seen many unbelievers will honor their parents.
甚至孝敬父母到了一个地步，你都觉得好像都超过这些所谓信主的人。
Even to the point that it's better than the believers.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要看见一件事。
But we need to see one thing.
旧人的孝敬父母和新人的孝敬父母是完全不一样的。
The way they honor the parent from the old man is different than the new man.
你知道这个在圣经里，所以我知道我举的例子你们找不到这些人的没关系哈。对，我这个到了这个圣经的一个聚会里面。
I went to the church in San Antonio.
那么有个弟兄跟我讲。
A brother told me.
你知道那个时候他没得救。
He was not a believer yet.
就是在讲的他没有。得救之前的故事。
This is the story before he was saved.
他在他没有得救的时候，他跟我说他结婚了。
When they he got married.
他跟着太太讲。
He told his wife.
我是个孝子。
I am the person that will honor my parents.
我告诉你。
I'm telling.
妈妈是不能换的。
Mother will not be changed.
她可以换的。
But why my wife can be changed?
你知道吗？这是他对他太太讲的头一句话。
This is the first words to his wife.
他非常的孝敬他的父母。
He honored his parents.
但你看见这个孝敬的里面没有光。
But there's no light in this honor.
这个孝敬里面充满了黑暗。
It's filled with darkness.
弟兄姊妹，新人的孝敬完全不一样。
The way the new man honored the parents. 圣经
说，你们的好行为显在人面前，好像灯放在灯台上，让人看见你们的好行为，就将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Man, when men see your good deed, they will give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹。这件事太严肃了。
This is so serious.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不能够分辨旧人的好行为和新人的公义和圣洁，
we cannot distinguish the good deed from the old man.
我们就受了这旧人的迷惑。
Then we are deceived from the old man.
你就发现我们想脱离黑死亡、失败、羞耻。
When we want to separate from, lay aside the death and the shame.
你就发现我们一直祷告，一直的祈求。
We keep on praying.
我们说我们多听听到，我们都拖下去了。
We can separate ourselves when we hear the message.
但是你发现你一直拖不下去。
But yet we cannot lay aside.
为什么？
Why?
因为你发现你非常宝贝你这个救人的好行为。
Because you find out that you treasure all these good deeds.
弟兄姊妹，我们的旧人有许多很好的行为。
There are good deeds in these old men.
旧人也会忍耐的。
There is patience in the old self.
旧人也会顺服的。
The old self can obey.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为只有新人才会顺服。
Don't think only the new self can obey.
没有错，旧人真的是悖逆之子，没有错。
The old self is the son of
rebellion.
But the self, the old self can strive to obey.
发现旧人的顺服和新人的顺服完全两码事。
The old self, obedience from the old self is different.
你还记得这个圣经里有一对夫妻吗？
Remember, there's a couple in the Bible.
非常清楚，你们要读启示录行传就非常非常清楚的，就是亚拿尼亚撒非拉。
If you read the book of in the Acts, there's a.
弟兄姊妹，你看见那里面有顺服。
There's obedience.
你看那个做妻子的很顺服的。
The church, the wife is very.
他和他的先生同心合意，一同欺哄神的圣灵。
They united together to cheat the.
弟兄姊妹，在这个顺服的里面没有光。
There is no light in
the obedience. 在这个顺服里面充满了黑暗。
The obedience is filled with darkness.
这个顺服里充满了悖逆。
The obedience.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，在旧人的这个顺服的里面，它充满的是撒旦的性情。
The obedience in the is filled with the nature of the faith.
如果我们里面没有这个分辨的灵，
if we don't have the spirit to distinguish,
如果我们里面中了这个旧人的迷惑，
if we are in the seed of from the old man,
你发现我们一直脱去这个旧人。
You see that we want to lay aside.
我们用这样的诗歌一直唱，一直唱。
Sing the hymn.
但你发现回到家里，你就发现这个旧人一直在那里辖制你。
But you, when you go home, the old self is bound.
你还是软弱、失败、黑暗、死亡。
You still are in failure, darkness, and death.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要特别来认识这个旧人。
We need to recognize what is old self.
所以你就看见圣经这一段非常的宝贵。
It's so treasured.
你看他从这个十七节这开始，他就给我们看见这个旧人到底是怎么回事。
From 17, he tells us what is old man.
你不要觉得旧人有好行为你就信靠他。
Don't trust the old self.
你知道有的时候啊，我们里面总觉得说，这个神好像有点太绝了。
We think that God is absolute.
我的软弱、失败、黑暗、羞耻，主通通除去，我阿门的不得了。
What's in me, the weakness and darkness and self have been removed.
但是我身上的那好的地方。我愿意为神摆上的地方，我愿意为神努力的地方，为什么神也要让我脱呢？
But what is good in me that I want to strive for God, God still wants me to put it down.
弟兄姊妹，神不受旧人的迷惑。
God will not be deceived.
因为神他认识什么是旧人。
Because God knows what is old.
所以你读这段圣经，你读十七节往后看，你就看见说十七节一直到这个第十九节，就这么几节圣经。就这么三节圣经，你看看这里把旧人到底是怎么回事，真的是讲得太清楚不过了。
From verse 17 to 19, he has described what is old self.
这个旧人最突出的特征是什么？
What is,
大家读一读，你看一看。
What is the old self? The
这个旧人最突出的特点就是与神的生命是隔绝的。
The old self is excluded from the life of God.
弟兄姊妹，旧人没有办法享受神的同在。
The old self cannot enjoy the presence of God.
神从来不与旧人同在。
God will not be with the old
self. 从来不把恩典嫁给旧人。
God will not give.
神的圣灵从来不浇灌人。
The Holy Spirit will not fill the old self.
大家神对旧人怎么处理，大家知道对不对？
We know God how God.
神对旧人只有一个判决。
There's only one judgment.
就是把他钉死在十字架上。
It's to nail on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，神从来不称许旧人。
God will never praise the old
self. 神从来不与旧人同在。
God will not be with the old self.
所以如果我们今天还让这个旧人去活的话，
If we still live in the old self,
虽然你是好行为，
Even though you walk
well, 你有忍耐，
You have patience,
你有顺服，
You obey,
你有孝敬，
You honor your parents.
弟兄姊妹，你发现你这些的好行为的里面绝对没有神的同在。
All these good deeds will not have the presence of God.
这是圣经给这个旧人下的这个非常准确的定义。
This is the definition of the old self.
无论这个旧人有多好的行为，
No matter how good the deed is,
让人看见的不过是好行为而已。
But all these are just good deeds.
人不会把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Man will not give the glory to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这个人太可怕了。
This old self is horrifying.
因为这个旧人没有神。
Because this old does not have God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，当一个任何的一个人事物里面，你把神给挪走了。
If you have removed God from anything,
我们传福音的是常常跟朋友们这么讲。
When we, that's what we tell when we spread the gospel.
把神从一个事物里面挪走了以后，
When you remove God from anything,
你就发现就空了。
You are empty.
如果你看见神在宇宙万有中的话，
If you see God is in the universe,
诸天述说神的荣耀，
All the heavens,
穹苍传扬神的手段。太荣耀了，对不对？你看看整个宇宙万有是多么奇妙的一个创造。
You see the creation is so glorious.
但如果一个人把神从宇宙万有给挪走了，
If anything has
他眼睛瞎了，被这世代的神给弄瞎了心眼，
If he's blinded from this,
他看不见神的荣耀在万有的里面。
He cannot see the glory in the universe.
我们中国人就给这个宇宙下了一个定义。
Then Chinese have a definition for that.
太空了。
This is a space, very empty.
不光是空了，而且太空了。
It's so empty.
你说这个就是 space， 就只是空间而已了。
And the English says space.
弟兄姊妹，如果聚会你根本享受不到神的同在，
You will not enjoy the presence of God.
你发现你来聚会就是重担。
You come to church with a burden.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
我们多来几分钟都觉得是重担。
The more time we spend here,
我们想多待一会儿也是重担的。
The more time you spend here,
弟兄姊妹，你发现 当这个旧人在那里活着的时候，天天是重担。我告诉你
，When the old self is living, that is burden to you.
因为它空了，我告诉你
，Because it is empty.
这里讲得很清楚啊
，It's so clearly stated.
存着虚妄的心思在那里生活
，They are living with ignorance.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到一个虚妄的心思，一个他的思想是空的。
Or they are living in the futility of their mind.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为空的思想是很笨的思想。
Don't think the empty thought is stupid.
这个旧人很多时候很聪明的。
The old self is pretty smart.
虽然是虚妄的思想。
Even though it's futility.
他很聪明啊。
But it's smart.
你知道，人知道说没有以后，就没有了真正的喜乐，对不对？
When man knows there's,
人把从他生活中挪去了，就失喜乐的泉源，对不对
？They have lost the joy of.
这个旧人非常聪明的。
The old self is very smart.
没有喜乐没有关系。
It's okay not to have joy.
我拿娱乐来代替。
I'm have the entertainment instead.
是不是这样的
？Is that true?
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世界是充满了娱乐的世界。
This world is filled with entertainment.
弟兄姊妹，你看看今天许多许多神的儿女。
When you look at the brothers and sisters,
他们每天过的日子是享受神的喜乐呢，还是在那里和世人像那一个浪子去和那个猪的抢豆荚吃呢？
When the way they live, do they live in the world or do they like that?
娱乐就好像猪吃的豆荚一样。
Entertainment is just like the beanstalk.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个旧人多么可怕。
It's so horrible for the old self.
这个旧人很聪明的。
The old self is smart.
没有喜乐没有关系。
It's okay not to have joy.
受不到神的同在没有关系。
Without God's presence, it's okay.
我有娱乐。
I have entertainment.
你知道还有些，甚至有些的这个神的儿女，有所谓的属灵的娱乐。
Some children of God, they have the spiritual entertainment.
哎呀，整天看电视太不属灵了，对不对？
It's not okay to watch TV.
整天看韩剧，良心里都过不去，对不对
？They cannot have the
没有关系，我们可以来听到啊。
I can listen to the message.
你知道，教会是万国祷告的殿。
You know, church is where the prayer house of prayer.
你发现今天教会成了万国听到的殿。
Today, the church become the church where you listen to the prayer.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女，今天为什么落到这种光景里
？Why the children become like that?
因为神的儿女今天不晓得怎么脱去旧人。
Because the children of God do not know how to lay aside the old self.
想脱去脱不去的。
They want to, but they cannot.
因为受了旧人的迷惑。
Because they are in the lust.
觉得这个旧人还很聪明啊。
They thought the old self is smart.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个旧人很会代替的。
The old self knows how to substitute.
我们在这里没有圣灵和大能的名量怎么办呢？
We have the proof of the Holy Spirit.
我们就用人智慧委婉的言语来代替。
Have the wisdom, the words of the wisdom.
你发现这个邪恶的能迷惑人呢
？The old self knows how to deceive.
他非常的诡诈的。
It's so.
你缺了什么没有关系，我可以有代替的。
Whatever you lack, then I can substitute.
弟兄姊妹，如果这里缺了神的同在怎么办？你怎么补呢
？How can you substitute the presence of God?
我就用节目来代替 program.
And we use program to substitute.
今天多少神的儿女在聚会里面就靠着这些的节目在那里过日子
the children, Some children of God will depend on all these programs
因为在神的家里面享受不到主的同在
Because in the house of God they cannot enjoy the
因为人常常活在旧人的里面
Because they live in the old self
弟兄姊妹神不与旧人同在
God will not be with the old self.
但是这个旧人他不甘心呐、啊。
But yet the old self
will not give up. 这个旧人太聪明了。
He
这个旧人他可以别的代替耶和华。
He can substitute anything else.
弟兄姊妹，他虽然这么聪明
，even though he is smart，
但是那个结果他永远没有办法摆脱。
They cannot predict the result.
别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必降增。
Those who seek for the other gods, their will increase.
弟兄姊妹，这件事太严肃了。
This is so serious.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为用这些带来带去，好像觉得很聪明一样。
Don't think substitution is smart.
我们里面的愁苦一天增加一天。
Our grief will increase in ourselves.
我们觉得来聚会是重担了。
It is burden to us.
主对我们有一点点的要求，我们觉得 too much.
When God asks for us,
你知道，如果你要去夏令会，你就觉得说开两个小时太远了，对不对
？It is too far to drive 2 hours.
我告诉你，如果今天咱们全教会组织去这个 Orlando， 我告诉你，每人都开车的。
If we go to Orlando, then every one of us would drive.
每个人都觉得不会开车都会开车了。
Even though you know don't know how to drive, you will drive.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？你就看见说人今天到底里面享受的是什么
？What does man enjoy in them?
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的儿女今天落到一个地步，是和这个世人在那里抢住的食物。
When the children of God has fallen to the point that just like the world.
不要中了救人的牛。
Do not be deceived by yourself. 不要觉得
这个救人有好行为，你就依靠他。
The old self has good deeds.
你不要以为救人会让你就使用他。
Then you don't think that you can use the old self.
这个救人。他无论怎么摆上，无论怎样的有智慧
，No matter how the old self has wisdom or offered himself，
他是空的
，It is empty。
愁苦会加增吗
？Their grief will increase。
这是这个救人的头一个表象。
This is the first aspect of the old self。
空啊
，It's empty。
空虚的心思
，The empty thoughts。
后面就告诉我们是。昏暗的心思
and the darkness in their heart.
英文翻成这个，他们的心地昏昧。
The darkness in their understanding. What does that mean that their understanding is darkened?
心地昏昧的意思就是没失去了属灵的光照。
They have lost light in the spiritual life.
你就发现我们读圣经的时候读不懂。
They cannot understand when they level.
我们听到的时候就睡觉。
Listen to the message. They fall asleep.
我们老觉得讲道的人讲得很长。
They thought this speaker is speaking too long.
老是在那看手表。
They watch the time.
当然，这个我不是推脱讲道的责任。
I'm not saying that I don't have a responsibility.
我实在是有这个讲的责任。
I have the responsibility.
但是弟兄姊妹，多少时候，那个时候，你知道，在这个有的讲道真的是神的圣灵充满的时候。
When the Holy Spirit fills us when we speak.
你发现人照样看手表的。
But people still are watching time.
为什么弟兄姊妹
？Why?
这个救人他的心地是昏昧的。
Because their heart, they are darkening their understanding.
弟兄姊妹，因为他觉得他太聪明了，是不是
？They thought they are smart.
但是神的话不改变。
But the word of God will not change.
人凭着自己的智慧不能认识神。
According to their own wisdom, they cannot know God.
没有一个旧人凭着自己的智慧认识神。
No one old self that can understand God.
虽然我们都是博士。
Even though all PhDs,
虽然我们有三个博士
，Even though there are three PhDs,
弟兄姊妹摸到属灵的事情，若不是我们回到新人的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们旧人的心地是昏昧的。
In any spiritual matter, the old self is darkening their understanding.
刚才我们弟兄讲了，主来的时候特别跟当时的这些门徒讲。
When the Lord comes, He speaks to the disciples.
这些是像聪明通达人怎么样？就隐藏起来。
All these are hidden to the wise man.
像婴孩就显现出来。
But revealed to the babes.
谁是聪明通达人
？Who are the wise men？
我们老想谁是那聪明通达人
？Who are those wise men？
聪明通达人就是指的旧人说的。
The wise man points to the old self.
旧人太聪明了。
Old self is wise.
旧人太通达了。
They know how.
是不是这样？你看今天这个旧人在地上活的时候是何聪明，何等的通达呢
？When the old self lives on this world, they know how.
但是神的事情，聪明通达人就隐藏。
But God's matter is hidden.
谁是婴孩呢
？Who are the babes?
婴孩就是进入新人的里面。
The babes are the one that's in the new man, new self.
弟兄姊妹，像婴孩就显明出来。
He will reveal to the babes.
弟兄姊妹，旧人太可怕了，弟兄姊妹。
It's horrible.
不要受旧人的迷惑。
Do not deceive by the old.
你不要看见他有一些的恩赐，你也看他有一些的努力，你就信靠他。
Don't think that he can strive and have.
旧人他与神的生命隔绝了。
The old self is separate from life.
他的心思是空的。
The understanding is dark.
心地是昏昧的
The futility of their mind is gone.
而且后面更可怕的是无知
They are ignorant.
哎，你说他不是聪明通达人吗
Don't you say that they are wise?
他怎么无知呢
How come they are ignorant?
我告诉你这个救人最大的无知是什么
I can tell you what is the greatest ignorance in them.
这个救人最大的无知就是以为这个人可以靠着他的努力成就神的工作。
They thought that they can accomplish work according to their wisdom.
你知道这个救人今天多么能干吗？
The old self is so good.
这个救人充满了各种各样的这个世上的聪明。
The old self is filled with the wisdom of the world.
这个救人哈，他可以使人感动。
The old self can touch on the others.
这个救人可以使人举手。
They can tell the people to raise their
hand. 有一个传道人，他教我说，你怎么样能够叫人能够在呼召的时候把手举起来。
One preacher told me how to tell people to raise their hand.
感谢主，我一次都没试过。
I never tried.
我觉得我不能够做这样的事情。
I feel that I cannot do that.
那是救人的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the old self.
那是无知。
That is ignorance.
为什么你可以叫人感动，你可以叫人举手，甚至救人有办法叫人都受尽。
You can tell them to raise their hands or move them, but even to tell them.
我见了不止一个例子了。
I have so.
我见了很多了。
I have so many.
这个救人聪明到一个地步，它可以使人敢举手觉知，最后受尽。
The old self can tell people to move and be baptized.
但是这个救人有一个无知。
But there's an ignorance in them.
就这个救人，他不晓得，他不能叫死人活过来。
The old self cannot raise the dead.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫得救啊？
What does it mean to be saved?
得救就是活过来。
To be saved is to be alive.
有谁能够使死人复活？
Who can raise the dead?
弟兄姊妹，一个在新人里的生活是不住祷告的生活。
The one that lives in the new self is to pray.
一个新人，他觉得离开祷告的生活，他就没有办法来做神的工作。
If you do not pray, then you cannot do the work of God.
但是旧人完全不一样的。
The old self is different.
旧人觉得祷告亲近主是最浪费时间的事情。
The old self thinks it's waste time to pray and to draw near to God.
弟兄们，事实如此。
It is the fact.
你看看今天所有教会聚会里面参加的最少的是哪？
Which meeting has the least people to go?
只有祷告聚会的人最少。
The prayer meeting has people.
因为为什么？
Why?
因为我们受了旧人的迷惑。
Because we are deceived by the old.
我们以为我们这些人就可以成就神的工作。
We thought that we can accomplish the work of God.
我们可以一个一个把他们按到水里去，没有问题。我告诉你。
We can baptize those people.
但是叫人从死里复活的只有是神。
But only God can raise them from the dead.
若不是神常常怜悯我们，
If God has no mercy on us,
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你能够带人得救，
then you cannot lead people to God.
弟兄姊妹，教会是万国祷告的殿。
The church is the prayer of God.
弟兄姊妹，你真的觉得这救人的迷惑了你吗？
Do you think you are deceived by the old self?
你觉得这个救人真的是有智慧有能力吗？
Do you think the old self has wisdom and power?
神叫有能力的要有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
God will allow those the wise men be deceived by themselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道别的，
We don't know others.
知道耶稣基督并他的，
Only Christ and him crucified.
这是神的智慧，
This is the wisdom of God.
这是神的能力，
This is the power.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的要过一个弃旧更新的生活，
If we want to live a life that's separate from the old,
the
answer is the new. We need to learn how to pray.
圣经上说，你们要怎么样？常常怎么样？喜乐。
You need to be
in joy. 不住的祷告。
Pray constantly.
凡事谢恩。
And give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is the command that's given to you in
Christ. 你愿意不愿意遵守神的旨意呢？
Are you willing to obey the command?
你觉得这一生等到有一天你到主面前的时候，主会不会说你这又良善又忠心的仆人呢？
When you come to face the Lord, will the Lord say?
你说没问题，我有很多工作的，我奉主的名传道，奉主的名赶鬼，奉主的名行了许多的异能。
I do many things in His name.
但是主说我不认识你。
But the Lord says I do not know you.
为什么？
Why?
救人。
Because this is old self.
怎么主不认旧人呢？
The Lord will not recognize the old self.
主为什么不认旧人呢？
Why?
主已经把旧人钉死在十字架。
Because God had crucified the old self.
主已经把旧人彻底埋葬了。
The old self is totally buried.
弟兄姊妹，如果等到主那天来审判的时候，我们带着旧人来到主的面前，主说你这作恶的人呐。
When we come to the Lord and when He comes to judge, then the Lord
will say, "You are evil doer."
This is so serious.
原谅我这么啰嗦，我真的很啰嗦。
I know I'm repeating myself.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里面所讲的太严肃了。
But this is serious matter.
这个救人太可怕了。
This old self is so.
太多的迷惑把我们都迷惑住了。
It's deceiving us.
不仅无知。
Not only ignorant.
更可怕的是心里刚硬。
They have hardness in their hearts.
救人有个突出的特点。
There is a characteristic.
就是谁也不能够改变我们。
No one can change us.
只要我有一个意念，谁也别想改变我。
As long as I have this will, then no one can change me.
我总是照着我的意思，照着我的方法在做事情。
But according to my method.
甚至到了一个地步，没有人敢跟我们建议任何我们的软弱。
The point that no one can tell you what your weakness is.
我们太硬了。
We have hardness in our heart.
一个硬人碰不起的。
We cannot be touched.
谁敢跟你碰一碰呢？
Who can touch you?
是不是人只敢跟你说，哦，我为你祷告。
I will pray to you. That's all they can say.
等哪天没有一个人在敢跟你有任何建议的时候，只敢跟你说我为你祷告的时候，弟兄姊妹，你知道我们是活在救人的里面。
When to the point that when they could only tell you,
我们在救人里面已经很深很深了，而不自知。
You are living in the old self.
这一个心
境
特别讲到麻木。
That your heart is
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见？有的时候我们在那里服侍的时候，我们没有感觉，你有没有发现
？Have you discovered that you serve without feeling？
我们以为大家都被圣灵充满了。
We thought that everyone.
没想到每个人都在这陷入，赶紧离开这个地方。
Yet they are thinking that they want to
leave. 因为我们里面一点感觉都没有了。
Because we don't have any feeling.
我们里面刚硬，我们里面已经麻木了。
We are inside, we are.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要信靠这个救人的话
，We trust this old self.
因为我们麻木到一个地步，我们自以为聪明，反成了愚拙。
One day we thought that we are wise, yet we are foolish.
最后的结果是最可怕的。
The result is very horrifying.
甚至丢弃良心。
They become callous.
弟兄姊妹，良心是我们神的儿女最后的一道防线。
Conscience is the last firewall for us.
如果人竟然越过良心这条界限的话，你就发现就是贪心种种的污秽。
If they have gone beyond the conscience, they are in sensuality.
弟兄姊妹，你敢想象吗？一个神的儿女。
Children of God.
一个为主特别摆上的神的儿女。
A person that will
一个关心神家的神的儿女
who care for the house of God,
竟然可以落到种种污秽的里面，你敢相信吗？
They have fallen into sensuality and impurity.
弟兄姊妹，这是救人的迷惑。
It's a deceit from the old self.
我们在这里不是在这里跟大家只是解释一些圣经的。
I'm not trying to explain the Bible.
我这里要说一件事。
I want to say one thing.
我们必须过一个新人的生活。
We have to live a life of new.
你绝不能再留恋你旧人的生活。
You cannot tarry in the old
self. 纵然你觉得你的旧人多么的可爱。
Even though you think is the old self is
lovely. 多么的智慧。
Is wise.
多么的有恩赐。
Is filled with.
多么的能干。
Is so.
多么有能力能摆上。
With power to give.
这个旧人必须脱去。
This old self has to lay aside.
因为旧人的生活不是蒙召人相称的生活。
This old self is not the life that.
旧人的生活不是教会的生活。
Is not the life of church.
旧人的生活没有办法承担神的托付。
Cannot attain the.
弟兄姊妹，这就是。太严肃了。
This is serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里不是有个 option， 不是有个选择。
This is not option to us.
There's a must. 我们必须要过一个新人的生活。
We must live the life of new self.
不要我现在来到聚会表现还不错。
Don't think that you are doing well.
甚至我觉得表现比别人还好多了。
Even better than.
主日我至少一次不迟到了。
I've never been late on the Sunday.
这个甚至祷告会我都去了。
I attend all the prayer meetings.
去祷告会的只有十分之一，我告诉你。
To the prayer meeting, there's only one tenth of us.
十分之一的人，十分之九都超过了。
I'm above those nine tenths.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为你外面有了这些的行为，你就觉得你现在过的是新人的生活。
Don't think that you have all these deeds that you are walking in the old new self.
我们需要圣灵的光来认识这个旧人。
We need the light of from the Holy Spirit to know this old self.
如果我们不认识这个旧人
，If we don't know the old self，
我们脱不去的。
We cannot lay aside.
所以后面他告诉我们怎样脱去旧人呢
？So he will tell us how to lay aside the old self.
要学基督。
We need to learn Christ.
哎，太稀奇了。
It's so amazing.
我觉得使徒保罗在写这些圣经的时候，我真的有的时候觉得读不懂。
Sometimes I cannot understand what Apostle Paul is telling.
知道说你效法一个人呢、啊，那都是外面的事，对不对
？When you imitate someone, it's the outward thing.
我不知道你羡慕谁了，有那么一个什么歌手，什么最后还是羡慕了，对不对？反正你无论怎么样，你要模仿一个人，你发现你模仿半天，最后你没模仿成你自己原来什么样，你也忘了。
If you want to imitate someone, then you cannot do it. Yet you have lost yourself.
姊妹，这里说到学基督。
Here he tells us learn Christ.
他是说到做主的门徒。
He speaks of being disciple of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看看主的那个十二个门徒。
Look at those 12 disciples.
如果我们有了耐心，你仔细读四福音书的话。
If you have patience to read the four gospels.
这十二个门徒在这三年半的里面。
These 12 disciples in the 3.5 years.
他们就学了两件事情。
They have learned two things.
头一件事情。他们发现他们的夫子他们的主跟他们完全活在两个境界里
They discovered that their master is living in another world totally different than them
新人呢、啊、和这个旧人呢、啊、太不一样了
The new and the old self is so different
你知道他们最觉得可以说最像这个新人的是什么你知道吗
What is the closest to the new man?
就是他们向着神的那个忠心。
What is the faithfulness
to God? 哎呀，他发现这个新人向着神是非常忠心的。
The new man is very faithful.
他们是他们向着主也是很忠心的。
They are faithful to the Lord.
但是你知道，他们觉得他们和神已经很近了。
They are so close to the Lord.
但是他们发现，他们和神的亲近，和这位新人和神的亲近是完全不一样的。
The closest of theirs to the Lord is different than the closest of the new man to God. When the old self is close to God.
等到最后晚餐需要有人洗脚的时候，没人肯洗吧。
In the last supper, then no one is
daring to wash feet.
They are so close.
我是那样的圣洁。
I'm so holy.
我这么属灵。
I'm so.
像这样属世的工作，犹大应该去做。
This activity belongs to the world. Judas should do this.
这税吏马太
maybe Matthew.
像我这样与主亲近圣洁的人，怎么能够去洗脚呢
？Someone like me that's close to the Lord, why should I wash feet?
他们每个人都觉得自己亲近神，亲近到一个地步，已经圣洁的不能去洗别人的脚了。
They all think that they are so holy that they don't wash others' feet.
但是他们真的是跌破眼镜啊！
But they have not thought of that.
他们万万没有想到。
They did not thought of that.
这一位新人。
This new man.
可以说，如果要亲近神的，有谁亲近神像我们的主呢
？Who can be closer to God than our Lord?
弟兄姊妹，今天有人觉得自己亲近神。
If someone is close to.
请问有谁亲近神像我们的主亲近神呢
？Who can be closer to God than our Lord?
他们发现这怎么搞了？这一位新人竟然去洗我们的脚。
Yet this new man is washing our feet.
今天人以为自己亲近神就什么都不做了。
When close to the Lord, will not do anything.
新人亲近神后，别人不爱做的他都。
When the new man is close to the Lord, that they will do anything that others will not do.
三年半的里面
，within these 3.5 years,
他们发现他们全是错的。
They thought that they are wrong.
他们说话是错的。
They spoke wrong.
好了，就把嘴巴闭上了，不说。
So they.Close your mouth.
不说也是错的。
It's wrong to not do that.
如果现在要做事情了，是错的。
If they did not do that, it's wrong.
我不做了，我不洗脚了，又错了。
If I do not wash feet, that is wrong.
他们就说，我们怎么从来对不了
？How can I be right?
弟兄姊妹，这就对了。
That is right.
这就是主让他们上的头一课。
This is the first lesson the Lord
wants to teach. 弟兄姊妹，这是一个人跟随主的头一课。
This is the first lesson to follow the Lord.
主就要教导我们，我们这个人从。头顶到脚掌，我们就没有一个地方是可以与新人的性质相，是完全匹配的。
The Lord will tell us that we from the whole being is unworthy to.
我们这个人是完全和新人的性质完全是不一样的。
Our nature is different from.
弟兄姊妹，你如果没有刻骨铭心的经历认识到这件事
，If you don't have the true experience of this,
人的迷惑捆绑你。
The old self deceived you.
弟兄姊妹，你老觉着你有些东西可以抓在手里。
You think that you can hold on to things.
你老觉着这个旧人有很多东西很好使的。
There are things that in the old self. 旧
人也有公义的。
There is righteousness in yourself.
哦，你看看那个约伯多么厉害。
And Job that you so good.
恐怕在旧约圣经里面，旧人里面最公义。最正直的就是约伯了。
In the Old Testament, the old self is.
你看看这个伟大的约伯。
This great Job.
谁能定他的罪呢
？Who can judge him?
就是神也不能定他的罪啊。
Even God cannot condemn.
他要定神的罪啊。
He will condemn God.
弟兄，谁能改变约伯呢
？Who can change Job?
弟兄姊妹，你看看这个旧人多么迷惑人呢
？This old self is deceiving.
弟兄姊妹，若不是我们这样的来跟随主。
Unless we follow the Lord this way.
用什么叫跟随主
What does it mean to follow the Lord?
你学习摆上帝
You put yourself up.
我兄姊妹，你学习多服侍一点
We ask you to serve more.
你才发现自己和这个性情相差的是何等的遥远
You will see how far apart that you are from the nature of this old self.
你知道这个旧人什么诡诈吗
You know how trickery this old self is.
旧人听到很多
The old self has heard many messages.
这个旧人呢，只要他一活出来就是错的。
The old self, when the old self live out, then it's wrong.
那我就什么都不做了。
Then I will not do anything.
所以我就什么都不做了。
So then I will be not wrong.
所以我一夜之间就属灵了。
Then I will be spiritual.
我告诉你，什么都不做是旧人最后要属灵的一章。
If you would not do anything, the old self, that is the last straw.
你发现旧人多么顽固。
It's so stubborn.
旧人多么不愿意被脱去。
The old self will not
我告诉你，你在那里拼命摆上的时候是旧人。
When you put,
你什么都不做的时候，你在那睡觉的时候还是旧人。
When you sleep, do nothing, that is old self.
弟兄姊妹，我们醒着、睡着、起来、坐下，全是旧人。
When you are awake, or
不要以为我们现在已经很属灵了。
Don't think that you are spiritual.
因为请原谅我说这样的话。
Give me that to speak.
弟兄姊妹，我们是常常活在这个旧人的里面。
We live in the old self constantly.
我们常常宝贝我们的旧人呢。
Because we treasure the old self.
我们喜欢我们的旧人。
We like our old self.
我们愿意脱去失败的旧人。
We want to lay aside the old self.
我们穿上得胜的心。得胜的旧人
to wear the triumphant old self
你就发现说当你要穿上这个得胜旧人的时候这个失败的旧人是跟着你的
when you put on the triumphant old self the failure of the old self follows you
弟兄姊妹当我们这样的来学基督的时候
when we learn Christ this way
我们是从心里面愿意脱去这个旧人
From the bottom of our hearts, we want to lay aside the old self. We strive to put down the old self.
什么都不做的旧人也脱去。
We put down the old self that do nothing.
软弱失败的旧人脱去。
The weak and the old self is put down.
甜美温柔，这个很好的旧人脱去。
The sweet and lovely
old self is put down. 形象的旧人脱去。
The image of the old self is put down.
彻底脱得干干净净。
Completely put down
一点都不留这个旧。
Will not keep any of the old self.
我告诉你一个事实。
But I tell you the truth.
只要你留下一点点的旧人。
If you keep any of the old self.
你就一点都脱不去这个旧人。
Then you cannot lay aside the old self.
这是事实。
This is the fact.
只要你留下一点的旧人。
If you keep any portion of the old self.
一点这个旧人你都脱不去。
Then you cannot lay aside the old self.
所以这里告诉我们的秘诀，头一个就学基督。
Then the secret tells us that we need to learn Christ.
这个是首先让你认识这个旧人的。
This is the first thing that we can learn from the old self.
不要以为我们今天能够服侍什么。
Don't think that we can serve.
你今天被主的爱激励起来侍奉的时候，主要教导你一件事。
When you are encouraged by Christ's love to serve,
你这个旧人和这
个
新人是何等的不同。
The old self is so different from the new.
真巴不得在教会里有许许多多神的儿女学了这个功课。
May all the children of God will learn this lesson.
要不然我们天天受旧人的迷惑。
We are deceived by the old self every day.
我们想脱脱不去的。
Want to lay aside, but yet we cannot.
如果我们心里面真的这样愿意脱的时候
，From our heart that we want to,
主就会把罗马书第六章的光启示给你。
Then the Lord will enlighten what the Roman chapter 6 is saying.
完全已经脱去这个旧人的时候。
When you want to put down the old self,
圣灵要来告诉你说你已经脱去了。
The Holy Spirit will tell you you have laid aside your old self.
原文的弟兄来读这个以弗所书第四章后面讲的脱去旧人的时候，都是讲的完成式。
The original text tells us this is a complete.
都是已经脱去了。
It has been done.
弟兄姊妹，你发现没有？ 只要我们从心里面愿意完完全全一点不剩的把旧人统统脱去。
If we from the bottom of our heart that we want to put lay aside
the old self, 圣灵就给我们看见说，你的旧人早已经与基督同钉十字架。
The Holy Spirit will tell us that our old self has been crucified with Christ.
哎呀，从那觉得脱不去呀、啊。
Before we cannot.
怎么脱也脱不去呀、
啊。We no matter what.
为了脱，
you strive to put it aside.
钉把我彻底钉死，再再钉，天天钉死。
We pray to the Lord to crucify us.
你就发现，你越这么祷告，你就发现你的旧人越活。
The more you pray, the more active the old self.
因为圣灵没有开启你。
Because the Holy Spirit has
not enlightened you. 当你心里面真的看见你完全脱去旧人的时候，圣灵就给你一个荣耀的开启。
If you have seen the you have laid aside yourself,
你就发现你早已经死了。
Then you know that you are
dead. 因为你在基督耶稣里。
Because you are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神做的。
This is done by God.
我们得以在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
We are in Christ.
当我们信主的时候，神早已经把我们放在基督里同钉了十字架。
When we believe God has put us in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个过去是早已经做成了事实。
It's laying aside His.
所以你在信心里就支取这个事实。
So in faith, you draw this.
你就发现毫不费力的就脱去了。
Without any strength,
弟兄姊妹，也不是我们能脱去。
It's not only we can.
是主在十字架上让脱去。
But the Lord has allowed us.
现在活着的不再是我，基督在我里面。
I am no longer
living. 因为我向着律法的十字架已经死了。
But to the law.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现这实在是神的拯救。
This is the salvation.
但在这个拯救之前，你必须要从你心里面真的看见你的旧人一点都不能留啊。
Before the salvation, that you have to see that you cannot keep any part of the old self.
何等盼望留一点。
Many times we hope that we can.
只要你还盼望留一点，你就一点都脱不去。
If you hope that you want to keep, then you cannot lay it any part.
心里愿意脱去的时候，圣灵就开启我们。
When we want to, then the Holy Spirit will open and reveal to us.
而且你知道后面讲到那个穿上的时候。
When he say put on the new
self. 也是已经穿上。
This is the perfect tense.
当我们信主的时候，我们都已经怎么样披戴了基督。
When we believe that we are covered by Christ.
你发现那一个转力点就在乎我们对那个旧人从心里面的认识。
The turning point is what we know in us about
the old self. 从心里面恨旧人。
Do we hate the old self?
从心里面愿意完完脱离这个旧人。
We want to lay aside.
最好的是属灵的，是摆上的，是这个是服侍的，什么表现好的、温柔的，统统脱去。
No matter is good or the service or gentle that we want to put it aside.
我们既在死的形状上与他联合。
If we are united in his death,
我们就在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Then we will be united with him in
his resurrection. 我们一举一动就有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We have his new deeds.
所以你知道这个后面就给我们看见那个穿上。
Later on, he tells us what
is put on. 这是事实的一面，穿上这是事实的一面。
This,
这是主的十字架上就已经做成了。
This is what is done on the cross.
那么在经历的一面
，in the experience，
他就告诉我们，乃是我们的心思意念被更新而变化。
That we are renewed in spirit of our
mind. 告诉我们，我们心思意念被圣灵更新变化的时候，我们就实际的穿上这个新人。
Our mind is renewed, and we are actually put on the new self.
因为我们这个人的思想就决定我们的生活。
Because our mind determines our life.
我们在这里被圣灵改变我们的心思意念的时候，我们的生活就改变了。
When our mind is changed by the Holy Spirit,
你就发现你就穿上了新人。
Then you see you put on the new self.
那你说这个太高了。
This is too.
圣灵怎么能够改变我的心思意念呢
？How can the Holy Spirit change my mind?
江山易改。秉性难移啊
my nature is hard
我这个人就是心思改不了啊
I just cannot change
我看到一个人我的想法就是这样的
When I judge one person,
永远是坚定不移的总是这个思想的
that is the way I
谁也改变不了的
no one can change my mind
圣灵也不能改变我
even though the Holy Spirit cannot change my mind
你发现主的话都不是太高的
you see the word of the Lord is not lofty
如果你原谅我的稍微用几分钟把后面讲一下好不好
I'll spend several minutes to
后面就告诉我们说，主的话从来不是高的，让我们够不上的。
The word of the Lord is not so lofty that we cannot reach.
从25节开始，他就跟我们说， 圣灵如果要在我们心思里面在这里做更新变化的工作
From verse 25 that he said that the Holy Spirit is to renew our mind
他就首先在我们人的良心里面来关注
He will govern in our conscience
弟兄姊妹你读到后面这些的话
All these words in the later verses
这里讲到在良心里的操练
We were exercising our conscience
弟兄姊妹圣灵如果要在我们心思里来改变来管理我们的话
If the Holy Spirit is to govern our mind
他首先要让我们来对付我们的良心
We need to deal with our conscience
旧人到了一个地步是不要良心的
The old self to the point that it was
新人是天天对付自己良心的
The new self will deal with the conscience
如果我们良心被对付了
If our conscience is dealt with
你才谈得上心思意念被改变
Then you can change your
良心被对付
If the conscience is dealt with
你才谈得上所谓的脱去穿上新人
Then you can speak of lay aside the old self
所以你看主的话真的是能够帮助我们
Then you see the word of God can help
他让我们每一天生活来对付我们的良心
In our daily life we need to deal with our conscience
你看看这里提到这些事情
All these things are mentioned.
说谎
lying.
发点脾气
being angry.
贪点小便宜
just to take advantage.
这些东西啊，在旧人的眼中都是鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
All these things are just little things in the old.
但是在新人的眼中。
在
一个圣灵在那里管制的良心的感觉里面
这
些东西在旧人眼中虽然是鸡毛蒜皮但是在一个被对付过的良心的感觉里面却是魔鬼的性情
But to the conscience that had been dealt with,
it, 那是给魔鬼留地步
is to give the devil an opportunity
你发现没有这里面看见的是在良心里的对付
This is how we deal with the conscience.
你知道这个人生下来，我告诉你就会说谎的。
When we were born, we are born with the nature to lie.
就不用教育我们就会说谎的。
No one teaches how to lie.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人说谎到了一个地步都没有感觉了。
We lie to the point that we don't have any feeling.
良心已经失去了那一个应有的感觉。
We have lost the feeling.
弟兄姊妹，如果不对付良心的话，弟兄姊妹，我们根本不可能穿上新人。
If we don't deal with our conscience, then we cannot put on the new self.
弃良心就好像真道上如同船破坏了一样。
If you want to abandon conscience, that is just like
the ship. 弟兄姊妹，我们必须要学习对付良心。
We need to learn how to deal with our conscience.
你要听圣灵在你良心里的声音。
You need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当你讲话的时候
，When you speak,
圣灵在里面说你这句话太夸大了。
The Holy Spirit said that you have enlarged.
你这句话让人的感觉是错的。
You have given the wrong.
虽然你的话每一句话都是事实
，Even though you stated the fact,
但你给人的见证是错。
But you testify wrongly.
甚至圣灵我们里面指证我们，你就是不说谎，你也是说谎。
Even though the Holy Spirit tells you you not speak, are still speaking.
我们这个人说谎已经是老练到极点了。
We are so good in lying.
弟兄姊妹，若不是圣灵在我们里面这样的来对付我们
，If the Holy Spirit did not deal with us,
弟兄姊妹，我们的良心里面是麻木的。
Our conscience is numb.
我们没有感觉了。
We don't have any feeling.
圣灵怎么能够来带领我们
？How can the Holy Spirit?
如果圣灵都不能够在我们良心里面说话，他怎么能够在我们心思意念里面管制我们呢
？If the Holy Spirit cannot speak in our conscience, how can He change our mind?
弟兄姊妹，你发现有些弟兄姊妹他们是有学习的。
They are brothers and sisters that are learning.
哎呀，有的时候小朋友这个回家晚了，那么有的母亲就说：“哎呦，你看他回来这么晚，妈妈都急死了。”
Some child return home late, and the mom was worried.
圣灵在这里就定罪。
Then the
Holy Spirit would judge. 你着急是错，是对的，但是你说急死了是错。
You are worried, but you are not worried to death.
你可以说我急。非常着急是可以的。
It's okay to say you are.
我现在都快生病了，也是可以的。
You worry to the point to.
但是你说你急死了的。
To worry to death that is wrong.
良心在里面，要在那里告诉我们，我们需要对付。
The conscience will tell us we need to be dealt with.
后面讲到说，有的时候你跟太太讲话的时候啊，哎呀，明明是不是吵架，但是声音大了。
You are not arguing with your wife, but you raise your voice.
圣灵要顶嘴。
The Holy Spirit will condemn you.
你说有一次我们这个，我跟太太两个人在讲一些服事的事情。
When I was speaking to my wife about services,
we are not
arguing.
We are not arguing.
But we have different opinions.
那么他强调他的意见，我强调我的意见。
She emphasized hers, but I do mine. 那时候把
孩子们都送上床上睡觉了。
That all the kids are asleep.
那么我们就讲的时候，就声音就越来越大，声音越来越大。
But our voices were raised.
过了两天，我们家孩子跟我讲。
After 2 or 3 days, our kids tells us.
Daddy.
Daddy.
那天晚上你跟妈妈说话声音太大。
That night you are speaking so loud to my to mom.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有个愿意学习的心。
If you have a heart to learn,
是不放过我们。
The Holy Spirit will not.
你可以说话，但说话声音大了，良心、圣灵要在那里来管制我们。
The Holy Spirit will govern you when you speak too loud.
有的时候，你知道我们这个教会，我们要印一些福音单张。
We know that sometimes the church needs to print some pamphlets.
有的弟兄姊妹说：“哎，我去，我去，我们单位那个复印机很好。”
So brothers will say that I will take it to my work.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
为爱神的人得益处。
For the benefit of those
who love the Lord. 老板天天剥削我们。
That even my
boss
is taking advantage of me.
算什么？
So I can take just use his paper.
我告诉你，我们的弟兄姊妹学习操练良心。
Our brothers is practicing how to deal with conscience.
虽然晚上已经到了很晚，还是去到 Kinko 去应试。
Even though it was late, that he still go to Kinko.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这些事是小事。
Don't think these are small matter.
如果弟兄姊妹能忍耐我的，我再稍微举一两个例子。
I give you several examples.
我们的孩子。
Is our children.
如果我们的孩子，你知道他在你面前。
If you know your child is lying.
弟兄姊妹，你要严格的对付。
You need to deal with him seriously.
因为你这样对付的时候，是让他里面有一个清洁的良心。
Because the way you do it, you can have a clean conscience in him.
弟兄姊妹，神把孩子托在我们手中，我们怎么能够污秽他们的良心？
God has given our children to us, then how can we defile him their conscience?
你知道。孩子说谎，让我们抓住的时候，恐怕是说了100次你才抓住一次。
When the child is lying, then we only could caught him once.
但是你抓住的那一次，你千万千万不要放纵他的私欲。
Do not, put him.
弟兄姊妹，你要带他到主的面前。
Lead him to the Lord.
你要让他的良心学习受对付。
You need to deal his conscience.
弟兄姊妹，许许多多的孩子在他们成长过程中，父母以为是。
Many children grow up thinking that their parents love them.
到了一个地步，良心是会的。
To the point that their conscience.
良心都有一天被丢弃了。
They have given up their conscience.
弟兄姊妹，如果孩子们的良心被丢弃了，你在神面前拼命祷告，让他回到神面前，弟兄姊妹，那时候有的时候我们是吃自己所做的果子。
If they, to the point the children have given up their conscience, yet you pray so hard before the Lord, we are eating the fruit of your.
小的时候，我们家小朋友他们撕书。
When my child was young, they were tearing up the books.
做母亲的把他叫过来。
The mother called them.
告诉他说书是宝贵的。
Tell them the book is precious.
让他祷告。
Let's pray.
让他说 sorry.
He needs to say sorry.
虽然他那时候不一定懂，
Even though he did not understand.
但他的良心非常的知道。
In his conscience, he knows.
他有一个清洁的良心。
He has a clean conscience.
而且当着他的面要把那本书一页一页用胶带把它贴好。
Before him, he will take a book.
他的良心你知道他做错吗？
In his conscience, he knows he did something.
这本书根本现在在哪我们都不知道。
Don't even know where the book is now.
这件事非常小的一件事。
This is a small matter.
等孩子长大，他再也不撕书了。
But when the
kids grow up,
they
don't
even
need to look at
them.
告诉你。
You don't even need to look
at
them.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这些的点上我们不操练良心的话，
If we do not practice conscience,
不仅我们的良心被污秽了。
Even our conscience is defiled.
我们的孩子的良心也被污秽。
Our children's conscience also defiled. 弟兄姊
妹，你发现今天许多的孩子在教会里面一点感觉都没有，是不是？
So you see the children in our in the church.
虽然孩子已经很大，
even though they have grown up,
在教会里可以任意妄为。
They can do anything.
觉得在教会地方可以随随便便。
They can be casual.
为什么？
Why?
良心都麻木了。
They have nothing, no feeling.
弟兄姊妹，在这些点上，我们求神来让我们在神面前有真实的对付。
We need to deal with these seriously.
如果我们良心都不被对付，弟兄姊妹，
If our conscience is not,
我们要谈什么属灵？我们要谈什么穿上新人？弟兄，这都是 那那都是骗人的。
How can we be spiritual or put on a new?
那都是看的。
All these are just all.
姊妹，我们的良心里面必须有这样真实的对付。
We need to deal with the conscience seriously.
而且后面你发现的告诉我们，如果我们良心对付了
，If our conscience is dealt with，
告诉我们污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Unwholesome word cannot proceed from your mouth.
这个英文的翻译呢，就是更加离原文更准一点。在懂得原文的弟兄告诉我们，这个污秽这个词，其实它是讲到一种情形，就好像一个面包，搁在室温搁了一天两天以后，你再去吃的时候就不新鲜了。
In the original text, the old wholesome words mean that a bread is put out in the air for 2 days. It's like the manna overnight.
姊妹，你说有些的话哈。良心可以过去的。
Some words the conscience can understand.
谎话良心过不去的。
Lies cannot.
污秽言语良心过不去的。
The unwholesome words
cannot pass through the conscience. 但是有一些的话是对的话，是正确的话。
But some words are correct.
但是却不是从圣灵来的话。
It do not speak from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里面的担忧。
That you grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为是属灵的操练。
This is the.
如果良心都随随便便了。
If you are casual in the heart,
根本谈不上后面这些操练。
You cannot practice all
these. 但如果良心操练了
，If you have practiced,
但良心过得去的，圣灵的这还过不去。
But yet the Holy Spirit cannot.
比如说，今天假设弟兄姊妹的需要是神的怜悯
，If today the brothers and sisters,
但是我在神面前非得要讲一个公义审判的道。
But I want to speak the righteous and con.
虽然是公义审判的道，良心都过得去的。
Even though the, I can pass the
良心绝对过得去的
I can pass the
良心都称义的没有错公义审判是对的
These are righteous and good
但是圣灵担忧
But they grieve the Holy Spirit
因为今天圣灵在这里的需要是讲怜悯的道
Because the Holy Spirit needs the message from of mercy
发现这一个不仅是良心的操练而且是我们灵里面直觉的操练
This is the, our intuition our, in our spirit
最后是我们与神交通的那个操练。
Following the from God, with God.
从心里饶恕你的弟兄。
If you don't forgive your brother,
我们与神的交通是断。
We have stopped the fellowship to God.
无论我们努力什么。
No matter what we do.
没有用的。
That's useless.
因为人若不从心里饶恕他的弟兄，天父也不饶恕他的过犯。
If you do not forgive the brothers, then God will not forgive you. 一个
没有被饶恕的过犯，怎么能够和天父之间有那一个亲密的交通呢
？If you God has not forgive you, then how can he fellowship with you?
以弗所书第四章这段多么宝贵啊
！It's so precious in this.
它不是高的顶天，让我们摸不着边际。
These are not lofty words that we cannot reach.
除去旧人，穿上了新人，是我们该过的教会生活。
We need to live the life.
但是这条路是从我们的良心的操练开始的。
We need to start with the
practicing our conscience. 我们要操练我们的直觉。
We need to exercise our.
就是良心过去的，圣灵还会担忧的。
If it's good with the conscience, then we still grieve the.
那个没有被交通的里面。
We need to establish fellowship.
只要圣灵能够在我们灵里面这样作王掌权。
If the Holy Spirit will reign in our hearts.
他就可以在我们的心思里面来改变。来更新变化我们。
Then he can renew our mind and spirit.
你看见我们这个人就开始穿上新人。
Then we see that we are put on the new self.
我们这个人就变了。
We have changed.
这是教会的生活。
This is the life of
church. 这是蒙托付的生活。
This is the
弟兄姊妹，这是与蒙召的恩相称的生活。
This is a life that worthy of the calling.
弟兄姊妹，原来我用了多一点的时间。
Forgive me that I've used much time.
真的盼望我们在教会，在我们的生活里面。不要好高骛远。
I hope that we don't have a lot of.
不要以为自己已经很属灵了。
Don't think that you are spiritual.
回到这些最基本的属灵操练的上面。
Return to the basic fundamental.
看看我们在良心的操练到底有多少的操练。
What have we practiced in our conscience?
有一次，有个年长的姊妹在我们中间，她讲了她自己良心的操练。
And the elderly sister has shared with us how he practiced the conscience.
她去洗手，然后最后洗手的时候。
When she went to the restroom and
then she washed hands. 这有什么良心的操练
？What can you practice with that?
洗手的时候，把那个擦手指哈，擦完以后，把它揉成一个最小的一个球球。
She after she clean dry her hands, she put the paper towel into a ball.
扔在那个垃圾桶里。
And put it in the trash can.
她说她的良心里面。感觉说，如果都是一张一张的这样扔下去，没几张那个垃圾桶就满了。
If she just throw away without
putting in thought.
So in her conscience, she need to honor those person who serve.
这是前面弟兄姊妹他们怎样来操练自己的良心。
This is how the brothers and sisters before us, how they practice.
今天我们看看我们自己到底有多少的操练。
We need to see how much we have practiced.
神今天救了我们。
God has saved us.
他的圣灵真的就住在我们里面。
His Holy Spirit.
圣灵是世上真的要来指教，要来感动我们。
In a manner that He will move us and change us.
如果你一次不顺服，两次不顺服，三次不顺服
，If you don't obey once, twice, or three times,
你的良心好像是烙铁烙惯了一样。
Your conscience has been ironed.
不论圣灵怎么感动，你已经感不动了。
No matter how Spirit moves in you, you cannot be moved.
需要神兴起环境来管教我们。
God will raise up the environment to teach you.
管教我们，我们又拼命祷告说：“主啊，救我，救我，脱离这个苦难。”
Then you will pray constantly to ask the Lord.
圣经上说，什么是神在管教我们？就是我们还在你求神来救我们脱离这个苦难，那叫做罪上加罪。
When you are
sin upon sin， 弟兄姊妹，你就发现今天许多神的儿女就是不肯回头。
You see that many children will not return。
弟兄姊妹，我们失去太多宝贵的机会。
We have lost many opportunities。
愿神借着他的话语光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us。
从今天开始。
From today。
跟。
Pray to the Lord。
我愿意顺服。
I'm willing to obey.
我愿意顺服良心给我的任何微小的感动。
I'm willing to obey any movement.
让我的良心是个清洁的良心。
Allow my heart.
让我里面有个清洁的心，我有一个正直的脸。
So I have a clean conscience and a righteous
spirit. 让我在神面前是成为一个合神心意的。
So I can be a man.
让我在地上能够过一个新人的生活。
So I can live a new life.
下面一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你说你的眼目遍察全地。
You say your eyes watches over.
你要行大能，帮助那心向你诚实的人。
You will show power to those who will honor you.
主啊，在你的会中，愿你得着心向你诚实的人。
In your tabernacle, may you gain the people who will honor you.
当你的圣灵感动我们的时候。
When your spirit moves us.
愿我们都有一颗顺服的心。
May we have a heart to obey.
愿你的旨意成就在我们每一个人。
May your will be done in us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.